As we continue, we are happy to welcome back Vice President of the Detroit Regional Chamber and Mish Auto Executive Director, Glenn Stevens. Glenn, I hope you had a fabulous holiday and you've hit the ground running in this new year.
I did, Paul, and happy new year to you and Kim and the WJR team. It's great to talk to you.
Well, God bless you for that. Got a quick question based on what we just spoke with Guy Gordon about at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. I'll never forget when the big three started showing up out there and they had Alan Mulally 2 years in a row as the keynote speaker. And a lot of people said, oh boy, what's this going to do to the, at that time called the North American International Auto Show. And yet Guy tells me this year, none of the big three are there. That's obviously a decision they made to not go out there. Can you give me any background on that?
Well, I'm not there this year, but I have been many times in the past, and I remember going a long time ago when they first started to go. I think it's absolutely about where your strategic resource is going to be deployed. You know, what are you going after with product and market? And that is not an inexpensive proposition, but I think, you know, it's been a very bitch of a transition year in 2025 and a lot of pullback on EV and things like that. And I think they've got some pretty big things in Detroit next week. I know Ford does, and I'm sure the others do too. So that's how we see it right now.
Well, let's face it. In his first year back in the White House, President Trump has made good on campaign promises related to the auto industry that's made it easier and better for them. He slashed the emission regulations. He ended the federal support for electric vehicles and rained tariffs down on trade-reliant automakers and suppliers in a bid to reshore manufacturing capacity. So there's a lot of stuff that he did that's making their lives easier and better. Do you think, what would you say in your position, Glenn Stevens, as the vice president of the Detroit Regional Chamber and Mish Auto, what would you say would be left for the Trump administration to pursue on automotive policy that you would be looking forward to?
Well, there's no question that last year was quite a ride. And the way the year started back on January 20th with the issuance of the America First Trade Policy Act with tariffs, you know, I think things settled in over the year. And we certainly knew that there were going to be changes. And yes, there were benefits to the industry, no question about it, for the short term. But when you look at 2026, I think there's a few things that are out there. And the big one is USMCA. Where does that shake out? You know, is it renewed? Is it improved? Is it put on hold? Does one of the three partners walk away? We don't know yet, but whatever does happen, it is going to shape trade policy for many years and decades to come. The second thing is there's a lot of policy stuff out there still with regards to autonomous vehicle, you know, potentially for a national standard for which we do need that. We need some controls and guardrails on that technology. And then there's also some safety technology policy work. So there's quite a bit in front of us still in 2026.
What about our relationship with Canada?
Well, you know, I was actually talking with somebody in Lansing about that today. And that relationship is still, you know, not in great shape. And a lot of it does depend on how does USMCA shake out? Is there a separate trade agreement with Canada and or Mexico, like there have been with other countries? But we definitely have healing that needs to happen with our relationship with our neighbors. And I think things are calm and settled. We do have some pretty positive and big news coming because right around the corner is the opening of the Gordie Howe Bridge. And that'll be an opportunity for us to celebrate our partnership. But hopefully calmer heads will prevail on the trade front too.
We just heard from Guy out there in Vegas that the autonomous vehicles are front and center once again, being talked about quite a bit. And the current administration has recently sought to, quote, remove barriers to the United States AI leadership via an executive order. They promised to update the nation's regulations around self-driving vehicles. What are we in the auto industry looking for from your vantage point as the vice president of the Detroit Regional Chamber and Mish Auto executive director?
Well, you know, I heard Guy early this morning also his report. I was texting with him this morning about what he's seeing out there. And, you know, there's no question. I wouldn't say that the AV technology has come full circle because some companies have not stopped in the pursuit, Waymo being one of them. But, you know, there's still a lot of investment being put towards that, both on the AI front, the chip front, and then the technology deployment. And, you know, we have Waymo coming to Detroit, which is significant. I think, you know, what we're looking for, you know, from the White House and from an industry standpoint is as much consistency and we can get in policy and trade in policy regarded to AI and things like that, because the industry thrives on that. And last year was quite an unstable year. But Michigan has to lead in all these things. We can't be standing still. And while we have short-term stabilization with a lot of this policy, we have to look at the long view of what are we going to be evolving into as an industry too.
One of these controversial rules that's been around a while, and I don't know what's been happening, if anything, but the automatic emergency braking technology in all new vehicles by 2029. The president said in January of 24, his administration saying they'd review the rule, but I'm not aware that they've articulated a position on the topic yet. Have they?
They have not, and that is one of the policy, you know, the safety aspects that I was referring to earlier. There are mixed, you know, opinions on that. Some trade groups are for that, some are against it, but it is a technology that is available. It is available to be mass commercialized. It would be for all new vehicles, I believe, starting in 2029. Obviously, you can't retrofit for things like that in the aftermarket. But that is something that we're watching for this year in 2026.
Well, our suppliers, whether it be Lear or any number of others that are our hometown businesses as well, just as important to us as any business possibly could be, the suppliers have come up with some pretty cool technology. It was some time ago. Frankly, I can't remember who it was, to tell you the truth, but I remember them putting me in a car and saying, we want you to drive toward that wall. And I said, and then what? And they said, just drive toward that wall. And I went, okay. And I drove toward that wall, and the car automatically braked. And that was that was more than a couple years ago. So some of this technology exists.
I'm sorry to interrupt. It definitely is commercially available and viable. It's just not mandated.
Yeah. But you would think that there'd be companies, the OEMs or others, that would say, okay, we're the first on the block to have this, and this is why it's important, unless there was a flaw that none of us knew about at the time. I have no idea. I never followed it because it was several years ago, and that was that.
Well, I think the key here is what safety technology can be put at an affordable standpoint, too. Remember, all this does cost money, and the average price of a vehicle is already over $50,000. But if we can put technology, you know, whether it's this or there's also an open issue about some about anti-drunken driving technology being put into vehicles, that's another one we're watching. But if this can save lives, and you referenced it, yes, the OEMs design and engineer and R&D a lot of it, but most of the technology in the R&D comes from those companies, the suppliers you mentioned, and a lot of it done here in Michigan.
It sure is. We have, let's face it, we have lots to be proud of. And some of that got overshadowed by some of the overwhelming controls that this president appears to be lifting and letting the market be the market again. And I think that's probably very good for all of us. Glenn,
Paul. No, I just wanted to thank you for your time today, and hopefully this will be a productive and a good year for Michigan's auto industry.
Got our fingers crossed, Glenn. Keep up the good work, my friend. Glenn Stevens, Vice President of the Detroit Regional Chamber and Mich Auto Executive Director, with a look toward 26 as we get closer and closer, of course, to the Detroit Auto Show, where you'll see a lot of good things. We continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith right here on WJR.